The overcast sky was thin enough to permit the western sun to filter through. But even with my head tilted toward it, I couldn't feel its warmth. I didn't think I needed to worry about frostbite, but the numbing chill of the air was hard to ignore. This area's climate rarely had snow even when it was cold. When it did snow, there would be a thin layer on the ground at most. I'd known this back when I was in the temple. Even now it was just freezing, and there was no sign whatsoever that snow was coming. I pulled my cloak tighter around me and concentrated on putting one foot in front of the other. I was walking on the dirt by the side of a cobblestone road. Walking on the road would actually have been dangerous. It had already deteriorated with age and was full of holes. I'd be likely to trip unless I was very careful. Ugh, too cold. My breath came out as a white mist. Setting out in winter had, I thought, been a bad move from a common sense perspective. I, William G. Merryblood, had left the temple only a few days after that final battle with the God of Undeath, where I fought to defend my parents' souls. That final battle had been on the day of the winter solstice, that is to say, the middle of winter. To be honest, even I thought it hadn't been a very wise thing to do, but after making graves for Mary and Blood and giving them a funeral, if I'd spent the winter at that cozy temple waiting for spring, I'd have wanted to stay forever.